death to the great alarm. End tro. Describe the role of a Mystery X within the limits of the intro supplement to the foregoing far ago is impractical, but as a starry-eyed sucker, I shall now make my briefest attempt. To begin, X's effort is the excavation of Dream. He is a surveyor of a dark, yawning cavern, out of which one might normally only hear the faintest echoes, only see the briefest flashes. The depth to be viewed with terror and wonder. He has felt that entangling web in front of him, all around him, and he has walked freely, unhurried, into the clinch of it. By liquefaction, the seated skull is transformed from masking bone to vitreous gel, becoming revelatory of all the electrical stutterings sparking from the host matter that has been made to live inside that alien container. This is not a process without faults, and the data retrieved is not possessed of an exactitude that may perhaps be demanded by a disciplined analysis. How does one read a dream? What is the order of thinking? How does one decipher what appears unintelligible to the conscious, reasoned mind? How can it be, as it is, at once entirely astonishing and monotonous? The appreciation of your breathing is as important to your reading of the words themselves. Inhalation, exhalation, inhale, exhale, 1, 4, 2, 3. Deep inhalation, allowing the full separation of nervous energy of the mind, flowing now like thick syrup, crossing the BB barrier, sticking to the veins, weighty, heavy, comforting. The world is exhausted, and you are the word. There is no sub-vocalization, no echo, nothing but the vibration of the word's heart. These thoughts are all in your head. They persist as you drift. The book that precedes this intro cannot have arisen by chance, but only through conscious pacing in rhythmic time. Each step measured, made forward moving. No sudden slice, no zombie jerk. This anti-decompé, a non-cut-up. The pattern is found in the grass and stone of the endless plain. An authorship, a wandering in Technicolor Kansas. Waking is the sharp and terrible cut-up out of sleep. The dreamer is alert. The metronome. Having understood the lacing of the text, one must still struggle to disentangle and interpret the provided information. The landscape is damaged. The dream is to fade. First too bright, and then, as you adapt, all too dark. Spirals without pause, as if there was an attempt made to prevent the specification of these pure things. Forces acting to sacralise and to preserve. Spirals without pause, as if there was an attempt made to prevent the specification of these pure things. Forces acting to sacralize and preserve. How then can you decode and profane this book, force it into a wakeful logic? If we understand words to have clear values, independent of transitivity, there must be a vivisection. This novel must be made into a scream. Returning to the author, that mystery himself, who is clearly a man of profound piety, an earnest worker in the field. Any description would be inadequate, and yet we try. He is the yellow-haired boy, thick with straw, overseeing the rows. He is a furious brute, knuckles bloodied, teeth loose and broken. He is the oddest versifier, each finger a flickering and lolling tongue, issuing new thought in the hollows. He is the pulper king. He is the weary woodenwoos. The field he tends is, like himself, ageless, thick with roots, stalks, weeds, and great stone mounds, broken fences, but no insurmountable barriers. Knowing these things will be of no help to those who seek to navigate, for mysteries are not meant to be solved. We now turn the mirror. Were you able to pick up on the music latent in the lyrics themselves without seeing any guiding notations or composition? That is the main challenge that X posed to you, the reader, or more correctly, placed upon you, the player of Death to the Great Alarm, for it was not a fully textual undertaking, but a symphony in letters, the Maestro X compelling your stringy substance to strain and snap, to bend to the demands of his phonaesthetics and cadence. Passivity could not be rewarded. Being a participant, the instrument, his orchestra, finding and hitting your cues in time, was the only course to success. He is possessed, it is true, and you are his exorcist. It is you who offers the correct prayers over his diaphoric, yowling body. All swollen protoplasm, repeating continuously, ceaselessly, dutifully, with perfect kindness. You must answer yourself for what you have done.